Hello, hello, hello. Hello, how are you? Me see here. Okay, I can hear you now. I can't hear you. I think you're on mute. You must be muted. Can't seem to hear you. Here we go. Unmute. Brian, can you hear me? Okay, I can't hear you. Don't know what's happened. You're unmuted. Check your volume. Not working. Okay, you can hear me. Okay, good, good. I can't hear you. Let me check here. Not sure what else we could do. Okay, I'll bring Justin in. Hi, Justin. Hi, Lane.
I'm not Justin.
No?
No, I'm Cindy.
How interesting. Is
So,
it Justin?
Cooper.
Can you see your name there?
Yeah, let me rename myself. Hold on.
How interesting. Yeah.
Okay. We go.
I'm glad you could make it, Cindy.
Thank you, finally. Oh my gosh, I've been so stressed out this morning trying to get this done. So thank you.
No trouble. So we've got Elaine presenting to us today, so that's pretty exciting. Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Great, how are you?
Good, thank you. Bring Alan in. I'm not sure why I have to bring everybody in one at a time, but that's okay. Brian, how did you go with the can we hear you now?
Oh,
No.
Anna, you look so lovely with your hair up.
Me?
Yes,
I
I love it.
was in a hurry. Thank you. You look lovely as well.
Thank you.
Hi, Alan. How you going?
Hi. Oh, good. How are you?
Hey, good to see you.
Thank you. I
not
still got.
sure. Sorry.
Go for it. No, it's fine.
It looks like everybody I'm speaking to, it looks like they've got a virtual background. It's really bizarre. You do? Okay.
I was mucking around the other day talking to friends and I think I was talking to Tiz or something, and then I was just having a look and play around. You can actually have movies playing in the background as well if you get really bored. But this is one of my desks that I made.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Hi, Craig. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Look at the bottom left-hand corner and click use video.
You're talking to me.
I certainly am.
Can you not see me?
No.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, there I am. I'm on my phone and I can see you guys on the screen as well, I think.
Fantastic.
Hello, both of you. Who else is it? Alan? Is it Alan I can see?
Yeah, I've had a haircut since you see me.
Well, I have had a haircut and no shaving. Brian, hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
Hey. Oh, good. 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 You look like Robinson Crusoe.
No. Good hair. No shaving. Best.
You could get used to this.
No. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Brian.
Jeez, Alan, that desk looks amazing.
Oh, we can hear you. Fantastic.
Yes. Yes, I clicked a magic button.
Hi, guys. Nice to see you all.
Good to see you.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Right.
Jeez, Alan, that haircut's shorter than mine. You weren't joking.
Yeah.
We might do a quick introduction while we're waiting for more people to come in, because we have Cindy with us today, and we've got Anne. Okay. Who'd like to do a quick intro? Most people know who I am.
Mm. Hi. Does it mean you don't do an intro?
Quick intro while we're waiting for people to come through. You popped up.
Right. Okay. So, Big Four, Kane Financial. Look, what the message I'm just giving people at the moment is credit quality has got tough. You know, these days, you can exchange on a property, but one day before settlement, banks are now checking up that you're still employed. That's how tough it's got. So, my advice is make sure your affairs are in order. If anything is expected to change, be very careful about entering any contracts at the moment. That's the big message for today.
That's massive. Thank you for that, Craig. I didn't realize it was that full on.
Yeah. So within 24 to 48 hours, they will do a verbal verification of your employer. If you're self-employed, a little bit easier probably, but they might find your accountant. I don't know. But that's how tough it is.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. Have you noticed the big drop-off in applications?
The first 2 weeks, Al, I must say, was just despair and hardship cases and panic. But the last 2 weeks actually pretty good. People have sort of settled in a bit, and the ones that are quality borrowers or know they can get finance, we've actually got a lot of applications in.
Okay.
Because rates are so competitive. It's a great time. In fact, a couple of purchases. I've had 3 purchases settling yesterday and today. So, you know, there are still purchases happening, but sentiment's not great. There's no doubt. Banks are taking 30 days to approve a loan, and then some are taking up to 3 weeks to even prepare documentation. So things are slow, things are tough and tight, and prudent and paranoid. The banks are paranoid.
But I had a property settle yesterday, which means it exchanged before COVID.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. 6 weeks ago. Yeah, correct. Yeah. But we certainly do have, just looking up, we've certainly got some at the beginning of May and into May. So those would have happened in April. So, yeah.
That's interesting. Cindy, would you like to say a few words?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
So my name's Cindy and I'm new to this group today. Haven't been here before. I am a life coach. I predominantly deal with women on mindset. I do business coaching as well as life coaching, but I really help you with your mindset, getting yourself positive, getting things organized, doing accountability. So, yeah, that's me really just wanting to get out, meet people. I just moved back from America, so my network here is very small. So just looking to work with, anyone who's interested to really get their life and business to the next level.
Fantastic. Welcome.
Nice.
Thank you.
Welcome.
How long have you been here, Cindy?
Since November.
Okay. And you have a business background?
Yes, I'm a certified coach. So I was certified at UCLA 3 years ago. I've been working in coaching for the last 3 years. I'm actually an illustrator by trade. So I was working I've had my own company for 15 years illustrating, did some really amazing work for Oprah and some great people in America. So yeah, it was good. But it's time for a change. So I've gone into the coaching because I feel like this is where it's needed right now.
Thanks. Right. So you worked for Oprah?
Yeah, I've done work for Oprah. I've done work for Elton John, for Gabby Bernstein, for Miss Universe. I worked on movies. I had some amazing experiences in LA. But I don't know. I feel like this is home and I just wanted to be back here. And I'm happy I am here now with, COVID-19. I'm just happy that I'm not in America at the moment.
Yeah.
I do love being back home. Very different. And now trying to grow my business and finding people that would be interested in working with me. I mean, that's always a challenge. So I'm actually friendly with Justin, who's been on this. I don't know if he's a member here, but he told me about you guys. So here I am.
Thank you. Welcome. And we've got Anne here as well today. Anne was going to be presenting with live in a few months.
Hey, Anne. Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you? Lovely to see you.
Yeah, you too, Pet. You too. Hi, everybody. Well, this is my first time on this platform too. Cindy, I think we've got a lot in common because I'm also a coach. I work empowering women. I've actually been in coaching for about 35 years. I started off with BP Oil in the UK as a sales coach. And in doing that, I learned that it was the mindset that differentiated the people that were successful from those that were not. And that set me down the path of learning about NLP, positive psychology, or limited beliefs and all that. And I love it. This chime has caused a bit of a change for me because I've always done Zoom with clients one-on-one and stuff, but I've done quite a bit of corporate work and that was going into teams. But what's happened now is a few of them have reached out. I mean, all that kind of work was all put on hold. So I've got more free time now. But what they have asked me to do is talk to the teams about how they manage communicating with one another, their own self-talk with motivation and all that, now that they're feeling isolated and separated and they've got, kids banging on the door when they're trying to do work or, wives expecting them to help because they're now at home and whatever. And that's opened up a whole new business for me, really, working with men and women, but that I'm thoroughly enjoying, actually. It's really good. But things have definitely slowed down. And just when you mentioned Justin there, is it Justin Cooper?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Justin's a really good friend of mine too. You don't live on the Northern Beaches, do you?
No, but he's told me about you, Anne, and I would love to talk to you when this is finished. I'd love to chat with you too.
Let's connect, because I know lots of people and I can introduce you to and help
you
with.
Thank you. I mean, if you can just give me your email maybe, and then I can email you and we can organise a time to talk, that would be amazing.
Yep, I'll put it in the chat box. Yeah, okay. Lovely. So lovely to meet everybody. And Adriana, we were going to have a catch-up, weren't we, just before this all happened? Yes. We can do that. We can have a coffee in person soon, hopefully. But lovely to be here. And Elaine, I know well. And when I saw it was her presenting, I thought, hey, I got to go and
thank you, Anne.
Hear you on from the sidelines.
Talking today about having zones around your house where you're working and telling people to butt out. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, good. good. Well, you're an expert too, so it's lovely to be in your company again.
Oh, gorgeous, Anne.
Thank you. Kobe, did you want to say a few words?
Yeah, hi guys, I'm Kobe. I haven't met a couple of you before. So I am in the health and wellness space. I've got an online global business with Arbonne International. So what I do is I help people find a healthier version of themselves through a really fantastic healthy eating plan. And I also, help people build businesses as well within our business. So, that's a little bit about me. I just love kind of living a healthy lifestyle and helping other people do the same thing. So, that's me.
Thanks, Kobe. She's got some great products.
Mm. Are you a nutritionist or...?
No, I'm not a nutritionist, but everything that we work on, it has been nutritionist backed, and it's got a huge scientific board that create all the products. So I'm basically an ambassador for the brand and talk to people about the program and the product.
Awesome.
What's your target market, Kobe? I know you've told me before, but it'll be good to know it again.
Our target market's really... everyone wanting to feel their best. We work with every kind of age bracket, obviously over the age of 18, obviously. Younger kids and things, we don't work with younger children, but we do, everyone over the age of 18 and pretty much anyone.
What's your website?
Pardon?
What's your website? What's the company?
It's Arbonne, Arbonne. I can send you some info if you like. And Alan, what do you do? Because I haven't actually met you before.
Take a while to explain.
Throw the desk behind you.
Well, yeah, amazing.
I predominantly produce medical labels and medical products for hospitals and medical companies. And I also started a furniture business, producing ergonomic furniture for executives. And I've also recently, before the COVID issue started, I was actually about to launch an arcade, a retro arcade and pinball bar. So that was another little thing I was working on. But yeah, produce and I also distribute a packaging machinery for medical companies, pharmaceutical, and anyone that produces products. So a few things like that.
Fantastic. What furniture do you do? Executive, everything behind you?
Yeah, so we custom make the furniture to the client's specifications. So it's just high-end furniture, and it's ergonomic as well. So you can stand, sit or stand, basically.
Yeah. All the benefits.
Yeah, just, pretty much.
Do you have a catalogue or anything?
I have a website where it has a portfolio of things we've built, but it's all custom. So we design it with the client. So you might have a theme you like or a material you like and a style. Yeah, so it can fit your decor, or you might have an internal interior designer that you're working with, and we work with them. And
what's the website?
We recently changed names because we had a Chinese company copy us, and it was really annoying, so we're called finewoodgallery.com.au.
That's actually really well said, Alan. That's great.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love what's behind you. It's a beautiful
thing.
Yeah, so we built this for a CEO of a label company that I work with, and installed it for him. I was pretty happy with that. And that's more of a passion project. That's something that I really enjoy. Labels are cool, but for the satisfaction of building something and being creative is my strong point. Well, I think it's my strong point anyway. Thank you.
Brian, did you want to?
Brian Bernard, I've been involved in the life and investment industry for about 35 years. The scenario at the moment is, yes, we're under a lot of pressure to assist people, especially when it comes to hardship. You know, people who've got income protection, trauma, life cover, etc. They're protecting their dependents. But they're under the whip in terms of their finances. I don't need to tell anyone that. And we've been pressurizing the life industry big time to deliver on what we call a premium waiver, where they would waive the premiums of people's policies for a couple of months until we get back on track. Well, it's having an effect. It is starting, and there are a couple of companies that are now coming to the party, thank goodness. So I'll be, after this meeting, I'll be on the buzzer to certain clients of mine, giving them a little bit of good news. Because let's face it, our wallets are feeling the pressure at the moment. At the moment, I don't need to. So, that's my job at the moment, is looking after existing clients big time, but I'm also putting quite a few new ones on the book. So, yeah, very strange world we live in at the moment.
So, Brian, with your new clients, what sort of industries are they coming from and what's their main problem?
It's mainly people who have got no one to look after them at the moment. So they're either unhappy with an existing broker or company that they're with, and they need someone to look after them and review their current portfolio.
Okay. So do you think it's because they've got the time to look at their finances and look what insurance policies they've got in order, and they're trying to take a deep dive or an audit to understand a little bit more about how they can improve what they've got set up, and they're reaching out for you for that reason?
Absolutely spot on. Yes. Yes. I think people are auditing everything at the moment. Yes.
Yeah.
Given that they've got time to look at where they stand in life. Yep. No doubt. Yes.
Wow.
It's very rare that you get people, you know, coming to you in my position, hey, let's review. Normally they don't have the time.
Yeah.
It's normally the other way around. I'm on their backs, saying, look, we need to review. So yes, it's, I mean, there are many positives that are coming out of this scenario, no doubt.
I agree.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think it's certainly, like I've mentioned last week and week before that, it's certainly a time to reflect and review and rebuild to improve what we were doing and to serve people better. And it's great, Brian, that you're checking in with people to make sure that they are okay, and if there's anything that you can do for them at the moment, I'm sure you'd help them with that. So it's good to do that, because I think now's the time for support as well.
I think Craig would probably agree with me. You know, you've got to be so proactive. You've got to be calling your clients all the time. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
I was going to ask, is there anything anyone's come across since we spoke last that they'd like to share with the group on what's improved for them, or what they've discovered in their business that they can do better post-corona? Or has anybody had a wow moment that they'd like to share? Because, you know, up until now we've been discussing, not doom and gloom, but pretty much getting through this period. But is there anybody that would like to share a wow moment? I think Elaine almost had a hand up. I think you're on mute. Let me see here.
So my book came out probably 2 years ago now, which is crazy. And I've been wanting to do an online course ever since. So I am now doing my online course. So I don't know if you can see all the little stickers on the door there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's right. I'm on a screen, but you can't. So I'm every day I'm working on an online course. So hopefully I'll come out of this with a product. I'm also working, doing three courses. I just can't remember what the third one is, but I'm doing a podcast course as well. So I'm going to set up Elaine's Domain, and it's going to be about people's success stories, but bringing property into that. So just their general, how do they set up their business and how do they create such a successful life, but where property came into that. So I'm trying to pivot like crazy. Yeah.
Fantastic. It's a good time for that. Bringing forward projects that haven't been finished and being to the surface and understanding what will work in the future and what won't, and ticking that off so that can relaunch post-corona with, I guess, a new way of working and providing clients what they need after this. Really coming in. Sorry, I just have to bring people one at a time. So, Elaine, I'm really excited to hear about your next phase and your presentation. So I'm just going to bring Gabby in and...
Anne had her hand up as well.
Okay, so I didn't see that. Anne, would you like to share a point with us?
Oh, look, it was only if you were filling time. I don't need to. If you're ready now to do the presentation.
That's the positives.
Oh. I was just going to say what Brian said just then about reaching out. So when I was actually in Cuba when all of this broke out and was due to come back via Canada and suddenly saw on the news that Canada had shut their borders and kind of went into this panic of, well, how the heck did I get home? And also sort of like, well, I didn't really want to come home because I'd only been there 2 days. And it's sort of the human emotion that we go through when there's change around us that we didn't choose. And so when I got back and I had to go into 14 days of isolation, all the corporates were sort of like just, all the gigs I had just came to an end. So I just sent an email to everybody and said, gosh, this has happened since I was away. And in Cuba, there's not great internet, so I wasn't really across it all. And how are you all? What's happened? Are you working from home? What's happened with the office, the team, blah, blah, blah. And the managers and the HR people I was working with all responded. And then I said to them, well, look, you know, how can I help you now? Because, and really, because I was bored, if I'm dead honest, I was like, you know, I don't want to be sitting all day with nothing to do, so let me help. And so it's out of that has born this whole new training, I suppose, online or and helping people deal with their emotions around their work environment, which wasn't really something that I dealt with before. And so what I'm doing is I'm offering and have been like a free 1 hour session for any team to deal with anything. And then just sort of said to them, look, if anything comes from that and you want me to help you more, then I'm happy to do that. And I'm just amazed at how much has come from it. So it was really just to say, yeah, reach out, offer support, because I think people are really appreciating it at the moment, especially if you're in a position where you're fairly comfortable and whatever it is that you've got to give, it might be time, it might be energy, it might be your expertise, it might be financial, but, you know, just using the resources that you've got in surplus to help those that haven't. And it's a win-win because I'm really enjoying it now.
Fantastic. And does that go into mental health as well?
Oh yeah, a lot of it's mindset, dealing with, you know, how your reaction to the external events, coming up with, you know, how you can shift to do things differently.
Fantastic. It's really powerful that you can help them with that. I think when it first happened, my main concern was how people are going to cope with their mindset and mentally, because it went from pretty much being at work one day to almost having to work from home a different day, and people aren't used to that. And then at first I was thinking, are people going to get out and do any exercise? Because without that, plus being stuck at home and with the social distancing, it's a triple whammy.
Yeah.
So it's great that there's people like you reaching out to people that can offer that support. Fantastic.
Well, I was just surprised. I didn't expect, because I've worked from home for years and I've done clients via Zoom, But what they're all missing is just the conversation around the coffee machine, the routine of driving in or going in the bus and checking their phone while they're doing that. Suddenly they're getting up and the kids are like on school holidays. What are we doing today, mum and dad? And they're like, oh, we've got work. And yeah, so it's just shifting and managing everything.
Yeah.
So, and it's interesting the issues that people are having that maybe hadn't foreseen. Like I hadn't really foreseen that as a, you know, the missing each other's company. What I do see from a lot of this now is the amount of people that were like dissing their work and, oh, I can't, don't like my boss and don't like my work and cannot wait to get back and are so grateful for their jobs and the people that are employing them. So that's a huge, you know, again, Brian said there's some positives coming out of it, but I think that's a huge, it's making people appreciate what they do have.
That's fantastic.
Mm.
Hopefully post-corona people appreciate community more and they'll appreciate the little things again, which is so important.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I'm just looking at the time. I'd love Elaine to start soon, but I'd like to welcome Oksana and Gabby as well. I think you guys are on mute, but welcome. Hi, Gabby.
Thank you.
Hi, Oksana. Thank you. Gorgeous. You both look gorgeous.
Can I just ask, has anyone got a vaccine?
No. A vaccine, no.
Okay.
What do you mean, Brian, if anyone got a vaccine? What do you mean?
Well, I'm using a bit of humor. Has anyone got a vaccine?
Ah, okay. Adriana, hi, everyone. I would like to share some insights, if I may, that I discovered sort of in the last few weeks.
Love that.
I think, firstly, this situation gave us to opportunity to filter what's really important in terms of so many activities we were doing as in the autopilot, in being in the hamster wheel, sort of qualify themselves out and become not important. And another thing is we have an opportunity. I had a much deeper and more meaningful conversation with my clients because suddenly they have amazing, enormous amount of time. So where before it would be luxury or pushy, or I don't really want to talk about it. Marketers, the biggest thing we lack, it's a research, and research comes from having a conversation, and for that you need time. So now we suddenly find so much time that actually give us an opportunity to connect deeper, so we can serve better and, we can make a smarter choices, you know, in terms of if you compare how much marketing we do to get one sale. So now we got more time to create more meaningful connections and find what the real needs are. What else can we do that I find we never have, as much as I knew my client, I think I knew, but it's just you have an opportunity to know them on more personal level. And this is what I think priceless, that this is, I look at it as the biggest gift that we're going to all get.
That's wonderful. It's what life's about, really, with different relationships. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. Hopefully, I've spoken to my husband about this. I'm hoping that that part of what we've taken out of this phase can stay so that communities can develop and people can have more meaningful relationships. I noticed as well, having, because I've touched base with all different clients as well, and they do have more time. They've certainly got more empathy. They're kind of a little bit vulnerable at the moment. And, it opens up for beautiful conversations. That's a really good point. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Gabby, we've got Cindy and Anne with us today. They haven't been regular part of our group before. Would you like to introduce yourself and share maybe some highlights that you've experienced over the past little while, or anything at all that you'd like to share with us?
Sure. So Cindy and?
Cindy and Anne.
Anne, hi. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
So look, I'm kind of new as well to the group. I've been here for what? For the last four sections. sorry. So I am a financial organizer. I help people to get their finances in order so as to speak. And look, this has been a time that for me, I'm a very positive person, and it doesn't matter how bad things are, I always like to see the positive side. And honestly, like these last 4 or 5 weeks, I'm restructuring things, going online like we all are. And it's funny because people say, oh, we all, you know, we have so much time. For me, it's actually quite the opposite, you know, because now the kids are home and you have to find extra time to do things. So I've started yesterday reading this book. Have you guys read this book?
No. Could you share that with us in the chat? Thank you.
Absolutely. It's amazing. So it's The Miracle Morning. It's all about, I always wake up early anyway, but I always find that I don't get to do everything that I want to. So this book teaches you to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So you can get the extra and the most important things done before everyone else is awake and life starts. So I'm quite enjoying it. I've been waking up at 4, just because, you know, I like to read a little bit more and do some extra things, but really helpful. So I'll share with you guys. So that's how I'm finding the extra time in the morning. Coronavirus.
Awesome.
And welcome, Cindy and Anne.
So we'll move across to Elaine. Elaine, we'd love you to get started when you're ready. I'm really excited about hearing your presentation today. Sorry, Elaine, we can't hear you. Just need to try and... Elaine, would you be able to unmute yourself, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, but can you see me?
Yes, I'm just going to change this. So
right, I can't see you guys.
You can't? Okay, we can certainly... There you are. We can see you.
Okay. I wonder if there's a way to see you guys as well. Never mind. I know what you look like.
Are you able to see us now?
No, this is what I did last time. Present, hang on, let's see what this button is. Oh no, that's to do with my, so you can see my screen and you can see me?
We can, yes.
Oh, fine. So, hello. And look, I think most people know that my bread and butter is I'm a property buyer, but it's such a big ticket item and my background is all about mindset. That I'm a great believer in, and there's no point not believing this because it's the absolute truth. If you haven't got mindset, skill set is purely academic. And that goes through everything in life. So I am purely going to talk about mindset today. And I know some of you have heard me talk about this before. So it's going to be something a little bit different. But again, so why me? Look, I've had to reinvent myself quite a few times. And ended up on my knees a couple of times. And in my 20s and 30s, I had an incredibly glamorous life. And I should have kind of hung on to that. But I didn't go and get an agent. And I didn't know how to hang on to it because I was so used to doing everything myself. But I was on TV. I was on more radio stations that you could, guess. I was on Qantas Radio, so Family Circle Television, Beauty and the Beast. I had 3 books published, and it was all around astrology and tarot and numerology. They were my main subjects. Then divorce hit, but then fast forward 10 years, and I'm back. I'm completely back. My 4th book has been published. Can you see my screen, Adriana, if I do that?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So it's Mind, Body, Soul, which again, I know you all know my book, but I just want to say how important the mind, body, soul is. And of course, I changed my book to souls, because if you haven't got the mind, body, it is purely academic. So
please share that with us a bit later as well.
Sorry?
Please share that with us as well later.
Book?
Yes, the name of the book. Thank you.
So why you, why not you? Look, there is no doubt in my mind that wealthy people, I'm not talking about people who've inherited it, I'm talking about people who've created it, they have certain routines in their lives and they do them. They're now habits, they're not routines anymore. So there's no reinventing the wheel here. We're just taking the time to run with it. And why in the time of COVID-19? Because as we've just been talking about, this is a time, this is, we're cocooning basically. And I love that thing that's been trending on Facebook that says, Mother Earth, it feels like Mother Earth is really cross with us and has made us go and sit in the corner, which is exactly what I feel is happening. And when your Mother Earth tells you to sit in the corner, you've got to think about what you've done wrong. And we need to think about what we've done wrong and also how we can come out of this with a more powerful mindset, more confidence, and new skills that will shape the rest of your life, like the rest of your life, because we need to turn them into habits. So money mindset of the rich are famous. I just want to say this about our very own Matt Boris. He posted this on Facebook on March the 3rd, I think it was. He said, everything in life is a state of mind. To make a real change, you have to focus on your mindset. Sort yourself out, your goals, your purpose, your attitudes, and then go. And I really agree with that. So I'm going to just kind of skim over this because I've spoken about it before, but goal setting is so important because it gives us a power of detachment. And what I mean by that is with our own inner saboteurs, but also with other people. So if we've got a really strong goal and we're moving towards that, that's important to us. So we can say to other people, no, I'm not going to come out and spend that money with you. No, I'm not going to go on that holiday because I've got this goal. And when other people hear I've got a goal, it's much easier for them to kind of let you off the hook. But people love you to come with them and spend money and distract you. But a goal gives you the power of detachment with yourself and others and gives you a path to stay on. And of course, don't forget, a goal without a date and all those other little steps I've spoken about before is merely a dream. Now, visualization, that's kind of really visualizing your goal. I'm a massive believer in visualization. I'm a massive believer in visualization in a structured way where you sit maybe where I'm sitting now on my kitchen table or in my New York penthouse, that's what it looks like to you guys, and really bring that goal to reality. But I'm also a great believer in gentle visualization where you're sitting on the bus. Don't be on your phone. Just let your mind wander to the next wonderful holiday, to how well you're doing at saving money, how proud you are that you didn't buy the $250 shoes yesterday and you actually saved that and thought about that money as an investor. So gently visualize as well. Allow your brain to move. I think it was Einstein that said he'd do all this work and it's only once he looked out the window that the eureka moments came. So visualizing / daydream, massively important. And I think most people in this group understand the importance of meditation. And to me, meditation is listening to God. Prayer is merely talking. You have to have that time. However you do meditate, I'm not a meditation expert. I know there's many different structures to it. But I think whatever the app Calm I'm working with at the moment, I just adore it. It's got so many different subjects and it's just 15 minutes in the morning. Or I really love Abraham Hicks and I meditate with Esther Hicks's meditations as well. So I don't do it in any big fancy way. I'm following apps and things, but it's so important to let your mind rest and let the subconscious come out. And it's important to do that in the morning before the subconscious closes down again and we're back purely in on that, who said about the spinning wheel earlier? So this is a talk about, let's do how the rich people do. So let's not kid ourselves that wealthy people don't meditate, they don't goal set, and they don't visualize. Of course they do. This stuff doesn't come just waking up one morning. I mean, Beyonce didn't, I can't remember the group she was in, but you know, she didn't kind of come out of that group and suddenly a manager found her and she became Beyonce. And like Beyonce says here, as soon as I accomplish one thing, I set a higher goal. That's how I've got to where I am. And you can Google celebrities and goal setting. They all do it. And if it's good enough for Beyonce, Hugh Jackman, and Olympic, Lindsay Vonn, I haven't got her name there, Lindsay Vonn her name is. It's good enough for us, honestly. Hugh Jackman saying meditation is better than the best sleep you've ever had. That's something about clearing his mind. A lot of words there. And Lindsay Vonn, as I say, she's an American skier, a gold winner. And she says by the time she actually gets to do the run, she's visualized it in her head so many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. Obviously, she does it as a test run and then it's in her head, that it's just so natural to her by the time she hits that slope. And I really believe in visualization. If you know you're in for a shitty conversation, say at work, visualize that conversation. Do all the scenarios beforehand, because once you get there, again, it's more comfortable. You're going to think, oh yeah, I've already thought out my lines. You know, really use your brain. Don't fill it up so much with phones and TV. Just think about tomorrow. Think about the next week. Visualize your life. Now, one of my favorite things, and something I'm really strict about, is the power of five, your cheer squad. So surround yourself with supportive people. You have to. Now, if you're surrounded by negative people, and those negative people happen to be your family or old school friends, then they don't need to know that your power squad is over here. All they need to know is the light side of your life. You can still have a lovely relationship with them, but don't give them the power to destroy your dreams. Your power five are over here, or however many you want. So don't feel you have to make a big fuss over here with family and friends that are negative. And they certainly don't need to know, but this is where your power is, over here, these amazing people here. And I love this from Adele, and she's certainly rich and famous. Love this. I have insecurities, of course, but I don't hang out with anyone who points them out to me. Go girl. Now, I'm going to come back to this if we've got time, because I'm sure you all do it. It's just the power of four, sort your money out. So again, if you're saving up, you know, for a bank, if all your money is coming into one bank account and going out of the same one, it's really just a slush pile and you don't know what's happening. It's really hard to keep track of it. So I'm a great believer in splitting your money into four bank accounts. So there is that slushy one where your everything comes into, but then it needs to strategically go out for groceries and day-to-day living, your bills. And in that groceries and day-to-day living is a little bit of treats, like a bit of coffee, a lippy, you know, you don't cut yourself off completely. Groceries, bills, there's the big goals. Groceries, bills, what else do we pay for? Oh, it's gone. But there's three important ones. I've got a whole talk on it. I can send it over to people if they so wish. Oh, here we are. I've got it here. Bills, daily living, and big dreams. Oh, that is it.
I'm you expand on that. We do have time.
Okay, so the main one, I basically said it. So the main one is the slush pile where your work, business money comes into. But then you have to work out your bills and what they are per month. So that means looking through your weekly bills, your monthly bills, your quarterly bills, and your annual bills, and working how much money you're gonna need in that bills account each month. So just add it all up, divide it by 12, and obviously some months are gonna be bigger than others. So then all your bills automatically come out of that account. You know there's enough money in there, and your bills are set up a direct debit. Done, finished. Then you need an account for daily living. So you need to work out your groceries, not your bills, obviously that's in the bills one, but so your day-to-day living. And as I say, in your groceries, I say put a little bit for yourself in there, because to go from just spending and not knowing what's really happening to your money to being really strict in yourself just doesn't work. You know, you're going to go back to overspending. And because I really like people to think of all monies they spend as an investor, like, could this money be better spent for me for my long-term financial future? So you've got your daily living. So you need to work out how much your groceries are going to be, a few treats, maybe a cinema. And that money needs to go into that account for your week, your fortnight, your month, however you live. But then you do need something for your big dreams and goals. And of course, the three big things are a holiday, a car, and a property. They're really the big ones. Or renovating a property you already have. So you do need to set those big goals as well. But of course, if you've got credit card debt, I'm sure, you know, because money, as Craig was saying, money is so cheap at the moment. And that we're paying 18, 19, 20% on an ANZ credit card is just crazy. So if we can get credit card debt down, that would be good too. I mean, first and foremost, so very good. Does that make sense, Adriana?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay, cool. And just a bit of Naomi here, a really great Aussie example. And it's just about being down to earth with your money. So she says you can be a victim of circumstance or you can choose your future. Simplicity wins every time. And for bank accounts, you can't get more simple than that. Just gonna have a sip of water. Okay, so this is what I was talking about earlier with Anne. I think in this time of COVID-19, and I'm part of another mentorship group, and there's about 8 of us. And what they were talking about was they were having problems, but they were having problems getting their staff staying focused on the days they were working. So they're still paying them, but when they were on Zoom and telephone calls, there were kids running everywhere, partners coming in and kissing, mum, what's for dinner? So I thought, right, okay, what we really need here is a nice rhythm. So this is very much from, this has been going for thousands of years in China. It's very much a Chinese system. And it would be ideal if we could do this a day a week, but of course that's not realistic. So the next slide here, as you can say, is a daily cycle too. So of course you can split it into chunks of days. But what's really important is that they flow from one to the other. So there's what, which is dynamo and kind of fire, and then the who. So don't be bouncing, because if you're doing your spreadsheet and doing your figures, then jumping off and doing school homing and then jumping onto a phone to a client, you're going to feel so frazzled and you're going to get to the end of the day and feel that you did nothing. But if you chunk your time, you're going to feel that you accomplished so much, and you will accomplish so much in much less time. Now, there is a test that you can take. It's a profiling test that you know what energy you are. So I'm a blaze star energy. So I know where I hop onto on this and then where I go from there. And I do that. So if anyone's interested in that, they can, I'm happy to give them a token and they can sell them a token and they can work this out. But what I want to do, so using my astrology background, we're going to start here with the what. So so let's say Monday is your what day. So I'm just going to read, I've done notes, so I'm just going to make sure I get this right. So it's a wood day, so say it's a Chinese energy. So it's a constructive day for creating work and planning. It's for brainstorming. You're going to write creatively, come up with new ideas, and answer the question, what? What does your business need? What's happening around the corner? What's happening in the next quarter? Pin things up and see the big picture. Don't take phone calls here or text messages or use any kind of social media. That's true for all the zones. And don't get stuck in details or distracted by others. So this is kind of quite big picture, as you can see by the post-it notes. It's like, okay, you know, what do we need to do? And also it's important to have a space where you can have this energized, you know, this is what we're doing today, and all the spaces you move through. And that doesn't mean you have to have 6 different rooms in your house. It can just mean that you change your desk accordingly and just get your mindset on, what am I doing now? So Tuesday or later on in the day, in a solid chunk of time, is your who day, which is, as I say, blaze. It's me. It's a fire energy. So on your Tuesday, be ready to have your conversations, answer your emails, take phone calls, and answer the question, who? When you step into this space, be sure to have everyone's contact information close at hand. Photos of people who are important to you. There's no harm in putting, you know, things up around. Post-it notes of conversations and threads to follow, or whatever works for you. I'm a real fan of Trello. So you can just click on, do a Trello for Blaze and offer your weekly cyclic and split it into all these things. Make this the space of conversation, where there is no room to daydream or procrastinate. This is a blaze energy. We're moving. It's going. Then when that's finished, and as I say, I'm talking in days at the moment, we're going on to the when and where. Now, tempo is coming more down to earth and is beginning to get into the rhythm. People who are more grounded. So I'm fire energy, so I'm up there. So now we're going to sit with team members or with clients, and we're going to plan and we're going to listen. This is where everything has a when and where. This isn't a place to promote or sell, but a place to provide care and service and take care of smaller people-related activities. Don't let overly positive or overly negative energy enter into this space or time. This is a space of calm energy and of planning. Okay, so the next, of course, I'm happy to send you these slides. The next one is how. Not my favorite at all, because it's all kind of opposite-ish me. But we all have to do it, and this is the one I really need to bunker down and do. It's our steel energy, and it's our spreadsheets, it's our finances, and we obviously have to keep completely on top of them. So this is a day for detail, quiet time, and focus clearly on how. How are we going to do it all? Include all your financials and spreadsheets and detail. Before starting, make sure you can easily access all your files, just the same as before. Keep out all interruptions and distractions, like again, like your phone calls, emails, uninvited people, and social media. Importantly, be willing to be critical with yourself, but also take criticism for others. Obviously, that's a very delicate line to walk, but this is we are in steel energy now, and it's a bit colder, and we need to have honest conversations around money, spreadsheets, and how. How is this all coming together? Now, in our day and age, no one is going to spend their Friday on the why, on the spirit, but we have to spend some time. And as I say, I would suggest that's the morning. So this is the day time for water spirit energy. And it's a time to allow yourself to reflect on your higher purpose and bigger mission, on your business's higher purpose and your business's bigger mission. This is where you get to breathe and bring out your inner smile. And that's it, Adriana.
Brilliant. Thank you. I think all of that was very powerful, especially that weekly cycle at the moment, so that people can bring structure into whatever their days look like at the moment. Because I think when people went from working in an office to working from home, it happened so quickly. And it works, they've got their structure, they've got people they're watching, so they have to perform in a certain way or go to meetings or... like I think it was Anne mentioned earlier, they would go to the coffee machine and they had certain routines in the day.
Yeah.
Whereas now there's no structure unless someone puts structure into place. So I think to achieve the best and to get the most out of this period, that was really powerful. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think it's really about, too, like Anne said, other people having respect for your workspace and time.
Yeah.
A lot of... interruptions happening, and I think if you can set out a 2 hours and go, I can't be disturbed in this 2 hours. You know, once the clock hits this and that, you can talk to mum or whoever you happen
to. Exactly. It's very important. Yeah, thank you for that. I'd like to open it up now if anybody would like to ask Elaine any questions. And I'm sure Elaine would be happy to offer a one-on-one after this as well, if anyone's got some questions or wants a clarity 15-minute session.
Of course. Ryan.
Hi, Len. Very refreshing, really good. Very simple, I must tell you, it's great. We know this, but it's great you're reminding us that we need to get perspective. I think that's really what you're trying to say on the Monday, is that right? That you need to just get perspective where you're at.
Yeah, that's right. And it's, you can start that on any day of the week, but I think better to go Monday through to Friday, you know.
Yeah.
Because Friday always has that feeling of, hey, thank God it's Friday. So even though you're not going to do spirit all day, it always does have that, yay, isn't it exciting, it's Friday? So I think that's a good way to do it, yeah.
Yeah. In other words, because you mentioned at the end, you say, allow yourself to be self-critical, and it's a fine line, you're not wrong, but it's kind of Mondays where are you saying you've got to work out where you're going wrong and where you're going right?
That's the steel day, so you've got to ask how. So you can be creative, you can be on the phone to the clients, you can be doing all that, but then you have to say, how is this coming together? How am I monetizing it? What's happening? Yeah. What do the figures actually look like? And that's when you're critical.
Yeah, right.
How time.
Thank you. Yeah. Brilliant.
Fantastic. That was really powerful in the way that with the work I do with people, I find that a lot of people don't have structure.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to achieving goals, even if I could be there to help them with accountability with the work that we're doing, they do get distracted. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to have a structure like this where they can follow certain things that need to be done each day in blocks, or even, I know it's probably not the right way to do it from what you said, but I like to do a little bit every day. So I like to focus on different areas of my life, and it's diarized. And there's certain times of my day that are non-negotiable. And I was strict like that from a young age, which is probably pretty painful for a lot of people. But it's important to say no as well to certain things that pop up, or maybe if someone wants to intervene in your time when you've got that non-negotiable time. Because it was really powerful as a good reminder of what you said as well. Like, you've got your goals set and you own those goals. There should be periods and times in your day where it's just focusing on achieving the milestones, the daily milestones, to get to that grander goal each day. Otherwise, it keeps spinning around in circles.
Yeah. And you said about setting it in time. Because this is from the I Ching.
Yeah, I think it's great what you did, though. It's great.
You could block out your diary in the colours of it, you know, say blazes red, temples yellow.
Yes. And Trello's great as well, because you can sync your Trello calendar into your regular calendar, which is amazing.
Big fan of Trello. So.
I love it as well.
Elaine, can you hear me?
Certainly can.
Thank you for sharing. I think it's very insightful and simple. My question is, do you think people will have obviously preferences to the what and who, when and how? As that depends on their personality, right?
You know that you're a creator and I'm a star. So Oksana and I the team of Wealth Dynamics that I work in. So of course there is a whole other layer that goes on top of it. And as I say, it's all distilled down from the I Ching. And
But can you outsource? Like, if you have something that you're not very good at, let's call it how or what question.
Yes.
Can you actually minimize the pain for yourself and kind of know for you to complete this task, you will require bring the people who are actually good at that. Would it be true? Would it be the best way to do it?
Yeah, I've had a blank on the word. What's it called when you give something to someone else to do?
Delegate.
You delegate, but you don't abdicate.
Okay. Delegate.
Fine, but you don't push it all away. It's your business. There will always need to be a time when you oversee it. So delegate, but don't abdicate.
Great.
Because of course, I mean, if any of those things, and we're all different personalities, if we're not aligned with it, it's going to take us way longer than actually giving it out to somebody else who'll get it done in a flash, and our time's better used in our power, but never abdicate.
Okay, great. Thank you. This is just a question.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if Kobe had her hand up earlier. She might be a little bit distracted now.
It was really good, Elaine. Really enjoyed it while Kobe's away. It's always great to see things from a different perspective and see how we can, you know, change and implement things in our day.
Yeah.
Because as Adriana was saying, it's very easy that people are not accountable anymore, you know, especially now with phones and everything, you know, like all the time, very easy to get distracted. And I always say, whenever you're saying yes to someone else on something that you don't want to be doing, you're saying no to yourself.
Oh, you can't do that. If you don't want to do it, you say no.
Exactly. You got to learn how to
children
say no.
Are great. And haven't you got little children?
Two, yes.
You just blame them. That's what I did for you. They have to become useful for something.
I bet it's funny.
Yeah.
I think it's such a good reminder because me personally, I know that I try to do a little bit too much every day, and sometimes it's paring that back and saying, actually, this is the day I need to focus on this only and not get distracted by things that need to get done, but actually leaving that, parking that, and then actually moving into what that focus is. Yeah, I really like that. Thank you so much.
It's a really great book, and I can't remember what it's called, but it's probably called You Can't Multitask or something like that. And the brain, there's no such thing as multitasking. So every time we change, the brain just takes a nanosecond and it flicks. It's not actually working on two things at once. The more we try and do this crazy multitasking that women have convinced ourselves that we can do, the more exhausted we're going to become and the more scattered. The brain cannot multitask.
Yeah, it's true. Even as a female, it's spot on.
The brain is a brain.
Yeah.
Female, whatever. It's just a bit of tissue, you know?
Yeah. It's really important not to focus on too much, because I'm probably guilty there as well. But I was blessed just before Corona. I did a 3-week detox with Kobe's product, which was awesome. But I lined it up with a 3-week mental detox as well, just to reset. Because coming out of a period where Alexander was just turning 5 and our children are so close together, plus running full on business in the meantime, been insane. So thought now's the time to do it. And then I started to meditate and do yoga again. And with all of that, it opened up space. And I felt now that I've got my schedule still there, but I'm focusing on meditation, yoga, and I've got more space, I'm not multitasking as much and I'm achieving so much more. And it's almost like things are just coming to me, topic for another day. But it's really powerful, and I feel comfortable sharing that here, because I know that we all achieve with wellness underpinning what we're doing. But I was pretty blessed that I did that just before this period. But you're right, you can't multitask and get more done. And I was certainly guilty of that for many years.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't sit down and watch the world go by. I probably do a lot more than what I should. But having that balance between having that structure and things to do that are meaningful each day, as well as creating space so that you can dream and allow for things to come.
Just when you're walking around, just try and bring yourself back to, oh, that's a pretty tree, or that's a nice dog, or, you know, instead of, you know, just when you're walking around, even just up the street, you know, just try and be present.
And right now is such a good time for that, because Mark's home with the children a lot while I'm still working at the moment. Yeah. And he's been taking them out for walks, and we're blessed where we live near the ocean here, and we've got beautiful coastal walks in the bush as well. So Mark and I've joined them a few times where we do the walk to Watson's Bay. It's only not far from here, and it's through the bush, and we call it a bush walk. And it makes such a difference to the day, or even just walking to the park. It makes such a difference.
And the weather's so beautiful, yeah. It's
gorgeous, yeah. So I think balance is certainly important, and incorporating what you've shared with us today with balance is really important. It's so needed now. It will help so many people come out of this period a lot better, I think.
Well, I'm doing this exercise every morning, and it's called the 21 Tibetan Rites. It takes 15 minutes. It's not even that hard, but I still don't like it. I don't like exercise, but I just keep saying to myself, lame, best part of the day. This is the best part of the day. But, you know, yeah, you just got to do it.
So what is that, Elaine?
It was some American soldier discovered these Tibetan monks up the mountain somewhere. And because the oxygen was so thin, it's the first, you do them all 21 times. The first one is bonkers. You put your hands right out and you spin around 21 times. And that's really hard the first time you do it, but lots of fun. And then there's a couple of up dogs, down dogs, a bit of stretching in there. But the whole thing takes 15 minutes. It's called the Tibetan 21 Rites.
Amazing. Could you share that with us later? Or even if you wanted to share that with me, and I can email that across a bit later.
I'll find a link for it, yeah.
Thank you. Amazing. Awesome. What I'll do after this, if anyone wants to stay around, because I'm just mindful of the time, just after 1:30, I'm more than welcome to stay and chat. But I will be sharing an email with everybody that's joined today with Elaine's details and a little bit about her book and different points that were highlighted in the chat as well. I think I've got a few things here. Yeah. And I'm guilty of one thing as well. I've been meaning to share the previous group sessions, but I have to work out how to edit it because there's a bit of fluff in the beginning at the end. So apologies to everybody for not sharing our previous sessions. But once I get those edited, I'll be able to share them in our Facebook group as well. And I'll certainly add Anne and Cindy to those as well.
Adriana, is anyone chasing you for that?
No.
Thank you.
No. So don't pressure yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll run with that. Thank you. Yeah. But then it's
saying when people start, when people start chasing you, then you go, oh my God, I need it. Like if you procrastinate, I learned when you procrastinate for long enough, the urgency disappears.
Thank you. I'll run with that. Thank you. Well, it's really, really nice to connect with everybody again today. There's a few people that sent their apologies, but they're going to be joining us next time. And welcome to Cindy and Anne today as well. It's awesome to have you here. Thank you. And I really recommend if you can find a few minutes each day, reach out to people, either people in our group or other people that you know, just to say hello and check in on people, because we're now getting used to this new way of living. So it's still important to reach out to people and stay connected.
Definitely.
We've got to do that walk, Oksana.
On the list.
And anybody else that wants to join?
No, we can't. Two people only.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. But then again, that park's really wide, so we can spread out.
It's true. That's true.
Yeah.
We can all go to the bush.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you so much, everybody. It's really been awesome to connect with everybody here today again.
And if anyone's going to find out more about how to work with different personalities and your teams around all this, then just reach out.
Yeah, and this test that Elaine mentioned, the wealth dynamic, I've been doing personal development for 20 years, and I've done probably every test that exists on the planet. Not all, but majority. And I can tell you honestly, this is one of the best tests that you can do, because it's not about, disc model or brick finding your strength and personality. It's so practical, because it gives you tools to understand who do you need to bring in your team. It's and it's priceless. And why do you need that? So you can function without killing yourself, and you can make money, and all in a joyful and peaceful manner. Because until that, you always try to, as a business owner, do so many things, and some of them joyful, but you don't know, you employ people, you make mistakes, but you employ the wrong person. Why? Because you don't know what to look for.
Yeah.
So this test gives you the tools to say, okay, I'm a creator, I need a mechanic. So suddenly you have a perfect partnership that actually you can see how it's going to help your business to flourish.
Yeah.
And so if people haven't done it.
Thanks, Oksana. She's gone, but thank you.
It'd be great if we could share that as well.
The link. Okay.
Thank you. Maybe before I put that email through to everybody, if we can bring all the information together and then I'll put it forward in that one email just to save everybody getting lots of emails.
Sure.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, thanks again, everybody.
Thank you.
And, thank you.
Lovely to see you all.
What was that, sorry?
Lovely to see you all.
Yes, likewise.
Thank you.
See you again next week.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Thank you, Elaine. It was awesome.
Thanks so much,
thank
Elaine.
You.
Okay.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks, Ariana.
Thank you, Brian. Be well.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you very much. Did you want to stay on, or are you happy for me to close it off?
You can close me down.
Okay.
Yep. I'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Good to see you.
You too.
Be well.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.